Christian, were you surprised that they ran the ball? And when you take a look at the Ravens, I mean, they 42 runs in that game. Were you surprised at what they did?
Yeah, you know, they changed up the style of how they run the ball. They got a new coordinator to run. Well, guy to, you know, do their run game. I wasn't surprised. They got two good backs. Offensive line is pretty solid. So, right now, that's the strength of their team is their run game. You know, Joe Flacco mentioned that, you know, he kind of had a rough game at the beginning. So, just getting those runs in is definitely part of the offense where I think that's their strong point. So, I wasn't surprised to see how many runs that they had.
I know it's only one game, but I don't think I can ever remember the Cleveland Browns entering any game ranked number one in run defense. Uh-huh. I know, and like I said, I know it's after one game, but just that's always been a point of emphasis here is finding a way to stop the run. And what difference has Greg made in that regard for you guys?
Basically, Greg, you know, since day one, he came in talking about, you know, how we want to defend the run because, you know, last year we was terrible in stopping the run. So we made special emphasis on doing that first, making that a priority because when you stop the run, it builds an attitude. So, you know, Greg came in and, you know, he changed the culture, changed guys' mindset. And, you know, the defense that he has us playing, you know, it's aggressive. And, you know, just put guys in the best position to pee in their gap, to make plays and just, you know, hunt down the ball carrier. So it's just all really a mindset with the guys that we have on this team. And, you know, we're striving to, you know, still be in that category with the run-stop defense.
As a whole defense, to be able to come out right out of the gate and stop the run the way you guys did, I mean, do you think that's kind of a confidence boost for
it is.
Everyone involved?
It is. You know, one thing that an offense, you know, whenever they can get a run game going, it opens up their offensive playbook. But once you defeat their run, you know, you eliminate that out their game and force them to pass, you know, that's when it's a whole different ball game. So for us, we want to force teams to pass the ball on us, you know. And once we eliminate the run, then, you know, it allows us to do more and more and opening up our defensive playbook. So that's definitely, you know, a confidence booster when you know, able to, you know, eliminate guys from making big plays in a run game.
Chris, what have you made a lot of tackles last year personally. Do you think you're a different tackler under Greg Williams?
No, I think I'm the same tackler. He's coaching me to do even better with tackling. You know, you can always improve on that more. You know, I had a couple missed tackles and stuff like that last year, so you can always improve on tackling. Playing outside is different than playing inside back in the 4-3. What up, Kenny? In the 4-3. So I'm just in a different position, in a different role. So, but I think that Greg is definitely helping each player individually improve on tackling.
Hey, what stood out about T. West in that opener against Cincinnati?
Say it again.
T. West, what stood out about the way he played against Cincinnati in the opener?
You know, T. West, I think he had, 80-some yards?
Yeah.
You know, T. West is a hard runner. You know, he came in with me in our draft here in 2014. He's a guy, you know, he can make you miss. He's not the lightest guy. He kind of heavy set. So he's strong. He can catch out the backfield. So, you know, T. West is definitely a good running back. So it's up to us, you know, to eliminate him from making big plays and becoming a spark on the defense. So, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, we'll be prepared for him.
Is he a different player now than maybe what you remember of him when he was here?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell when he was here. You know, we had a lot of different running backs come through. But I think that he's definitely set into how comfortable he is now playing with the Ravens and, you know, just getting another year under his belt. He's comfortable back there and he's comfortable being there. So I think he's definitely improved in his run game. And, you know, he had a couple big plays. So we just got to make sure that, you know, we just hold him down to, you know, limited yards.
He was one of the most entertaining kind of characters that come through here in a while.
Yeah.
Does that come across when you play him? You faced him a few times on the other side. Does that come across on the field, or is he kind of focused and quiet?
What's he's one of those guys who's energetic, you know, outside there on the field. You know, he's you know, a guy that, you know, want to be, you know, making a big play, get the team pumped, get the offense pumped, you know, and that's just being a football player. So I think that, you know, his personality matches his play. You know, he's looking to make you miss. You know, he's looking to, you know, put that juke move on you or stiff arm. So his play definitely is the same as his personality. But, you know, offensive guys, you know, sometimes need that guy to, you know, be a guy to get everyone hyped. So that's what I see when I see him play.
Chris, how remarkable is it that Joe Thomas is about to go over 10,000 straight snaps on Sunday? And can you just, have you gotten to be pretty good friends with Joe?
Yeah. I mean, that's an accomplishment that, you know, many people can say they probably won't reach. You know, that's something that's crazy to me, to be over that. You know, just all his accomplishments that he had throughout his whole career, you know, with going to Pro Bowl every year, never missing a snap playing on the Browns, you know, that's definitely impressive. And I can only imagine just doing that. But I tip my hat off to him. You know, he's a great leader for us. He's a great friend, a great guy in the locker room. So he definitely deserves all the accomplishments that's coming his way. And, you know, he's not the type of guy who, you know, is a future Hall of Famer and don't think that he still don't have to come in here and work. You know, he's always working hard. He's always trying to, you know, be a better player. So that just goes to show you the reason why he has all his accomplishments, because he works hard.
Is he such an inspiration and kind of sets the tone for the whole locker room?
For sure, for sure. You know, he's a guy that you want to win for. You know, he's been here for a while. You know, he's putting in the work, he's putting in the hours. So when we go out there, you know, not only do you want to play for Cleveland Browns, you want to play for, you know, your teammate who's been grinding for a long time. So we owe a lot to him.
What have you seen from Kendrick last few months, and how much better is he?
You know, I always thought that, you know, Kendrick was a great player. You know, he showed the flashes of that last year. You know, and now he has the opportunity to go out there and make plays and, you know, really show what he can do. And I'm very impressed with what he's been doing from the start of training camp. You know, he's been out there, higher energy, making plays, playing physical. You know, he's a very physical safety. So he's doing everything that we asked him to do. And, you know, I just can't wait to see him really evolve into a great player that I can see him being.
Hey, Chris, what's it say about the three starting linebackers that you guys are out there for either every snap or I think all but one snap? Greg is using you in all situations.
Well, in that linebacker group, we take pride on, you know, being a pulse of the defense, being that motor of the defense, and, you know, being those guys that are just out there trying to make plays. And we all feel that, you know, we need to be on the field. That's just the mannerism we take. You know, that's our mindset. And, you know, we just really want to make sure that we're leading this defense. So for us, you know, to be out there for, you know, almost every snap is, you know, definitely something that's positive for us, meaning that we're in shape, meaning that we know what's going on, meaning that we, you know, you can depend on us to make a play. And that's what Greg is doing. You know, he wants his best players on the field. And, you know, we feel like, you know, linebackers can be out there. We can play in coverage. We can play in space. We can play in a box. So that's just something that we really take pride in.
Yesterday, Ben Roethlisberger said something, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something to the effect of, That's going to be a really good football team over there. I'm glad we got them out of the way in week number one. Mm-hmm. What's that say to you? You've been here for a while. You've known some of the trials and tribulations within the division. And to hear someone of his stature within the division to speak of your defense in those terms, what's that say to you?
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm not trying to take no sympathy comments or nothing like that. I'm not saying that he did do that, but, you know, at the end of the day, we got to win. You know, people can say what they want to say or, you know, say good things or say, like, oh, man, the Browns is almost there. I'm not really into all of that. At the end of the day, we need to win. So we'll see Big Ben. We'll see him again. That's the good thing about playing him in the conference, I mean, the division. We see him twice. So, you know, they was a great competitor. You know, Ben is a great competitor, and we just see him again.
Christian, I think Greg has said some other guys have said that he's yelling at you guys and getting on you guys. He's trying to create stress. What effect does that have on you guys?
You know, In practice, you know, you want to create the most stress as possible, make it easier in the game. When you're put under so much stress and you have everything thrown at you that, you know, that you may not can handle throughout practice, and then when you get to the game, you know, you have seen everything. You know, Greg has showed you everything that could possibly happen. So I think that's his logic as far as, you know, yelling while we're practicing, you know, giving us the odd looks, you know, making us think. And that'll prepare us for the game and make it a little more easy.
Schobert looks like from the outside looking in, looks like a different player this year.
Well, I mean, he's in a different position. Last year he played outside, so this year, you know, he's able to make more plays because he's not limited to one side. So, you know, he's a playmaker. We were very, very excited to see the direction that he's going in, and he's going to be a great player for us.
What kind of lift has he given you, just being able to, you know, come from rookie and make that leap that we're seeing now? He's all over the place on the field.
I mean, he's doing his job. You know, you always saw flashes of him last year. You know, you saw what he did at Wisconsin. So I always knew that he was going to be a good player. It's just a matter of fact how hard he was going to work for it. And, you know, he's put in the work, he's put in the time, the hours, and, you know, he's doing good things for us.
I saw him, a photo of him, he was, like, in Ben's face like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like such a quiet, like, you know, nice guy in here, but do you see a different side to him out there?
Yeah.
Attitude,
you know, he's a quiet guy. I just like to look at him like a silent assassin, like, you know. He just, you know, he's a man of many words, or a man of few words, and, you know, he just goes out there and, you know, gets his job done. And it's just a show. It's just his personality.
Yeah.